Okay, today's daf is Tainus, daf Lamed Aleph, the last daf of Maseches Tainus. And we will talk about some of the origins and the messages of making a siyum. Not only because this is the last daf in Tainus, but one of the gemaras, one of the two or three gemaras that relate to siyum is on today's daf. The gemara here discusses one of the six reasons, a few of the six reasons that Tu Ba'av is a happy day. The first two have to do with marriage, and then Hoshea got rid of the guards that Yeravim had set up, and the day Nitnu Beitar Haruga Beitar Lekvura. But number six, Rabbi and Rav Yosef Dami Travayu Yom Shepasku Milichrosetzim LaMa'aracha. It is the day that they stopped cutting the wood for to use in the Beis Hamikdash on the Mizbeach. As the Gemara continues, Mechamisha Asar Ba'av Ve'elach Tashash Kocha Shalchama. From that time, the sun wasn't as strong, and therefore the sun did not dry out the wood as much as beforehand, and therefore it might have been a little moist inside and maybe wormy, and you can't use wormy wood for the mizbeach. It could be a balmum, as the Gemara says elsewhere, and therefore they stopped doing that. They stopped doing that mitzvah. And the shaila is okay. So they made that. So it was Tu Ba'av. So it's a very big simcha. So not here, but if you look in the Rashbam, this Gemara appears in two places, in Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph, and here in Tainus, the last Gemara in Tainus. So the Rashbam there in Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph Mabez says, "Va'oso yom shepasku ha'yusmeichim." On the day that they finished cutting the wood, they were happy. Because on this day, they finished such a big mitzvah. And therefore, they made a party. Therefore, they had a yantif. So this Gemara, our Gemara, is one of the sources in Shas for making a siyum. That was one of the days that, again, that the Gemara is not about learning, celebrating learning. It's about celebrating a mitzvah that was done. But it's the same idea. When we get to finish a mitzvah, then we are able to celebrate. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, explicitly discusses making a siyum. Abaya, Amar Abaya, Tesili, Dechi, that's the Tesili Gemara. All the Amorim go through a different midah that they excelled at, or a different mitzvah. Right? The Marsha points out that maybe they were all things that people weren't makpid on, and that's why they were just trying to say this to, not to obviously toot their own horn, but just to inspire people to be strong in these areas. Right? One says, I never walked Al Ramos without a Gili Rosh. One says, Rav Sheshu says, I never went without tefillin. I never went without tzitzis. So Abaya says, the chazina tzervim erabana, when I used to see the rabbis, a rabbi, the Shalom Masechta, that finished a Masechta, Rashi Shagarsa, that he learned, avidna yamatav al rabbanan. I used to make a yantif for the rabbis. When one finished, I used to make a yantif for the rabbis. Rashi l'talmidim, Rosh Yeshiva, right, for the Talmidim, right, Rosh Yeshiva, Abaya with the Rosh Yeshiva, so when one of them made a siyum, when one of them finished a Masechta, I used to make them a party. And this is not just a simcha of a mitzvah like we saw the Rashbam. The Yamshel Shlomo says that there's no greater simcha. There's no greater simcha than a siyum Masechta. No greater simcha. The Marshal writes in Baba Kama, in the Yamshel Shlomo, in the seventh parak, that's where he talks about the definition of a Suda's mitzvah. There's a Gemara there that talks about some type of party. Maybe it's a Shalom Zachar, maybe it's something else. But the Marshal there talks all about what's the definition of a Suda's mitzvah. So he says there, V'siyim ha-sefer nami nirabeina shihi Suda's mitzvah. A siyim is a Suda's mitzvah, says the Marshal. V'chein ra'yim mi-perakol kisvei. And he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos. Damar abayit heisili d'chi chazin etzor v'mirabanan, d'shalom mesechaz avinu yamatol rabanan, u'bisol perak zeh arichbo. And then he says, u'mishum zeh. Misvara, I would say that by benching of a siyum masechta, you should add in shahasimcha bimono, that Hashem is happy in his ma'on, in his abode. Why? The Marshal has an amazing line. De'ein l'chasimcha yoser l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu el ha-simcha v'rina shel Torah. There's no greater simcha in front of Hashem than the simcha from the Song of Torah. De'ein l'chasimcha Baruch Hu ba'olam v'el ha-da'ar ha-mo shel halacha. What Hashem enjoys and celebrates is Torah. Delo garmi pidyon aben. Delo persum mitzvah ba'amahu. V'chein ho'reisi. And then he has an amazing, interesting story. V'chein ho'reisi pamachas halacha l'maisa. And one time says the Marshal, I paskin, that is siyum. I was just overtaken and overjoyed with the simcha going on. I paskin by benching. They should say shah simcha b'mono. By benching. V'nisbalbel ha'simcha b'mehumos gedolos. Al yidei sibos kashos. And the party went wild. I don't know what that means. In the days of the Marshal. He says, Nisbal bel asimcha bimuhumos gedolos. They sibos kashos. We don't exactly know what that means, but it didn't turn out like the Marshal wanted it to turn out. Vitalisi asir chanbi, and I blame myself. I said, what am I going against the Masorah for? Nobody ever did this before. What I'm going to come up with it just because I think Misvara, you should add it. I said, it's my fault. Shavarti al divrei rabosai shalosh shamu me olam davar zeh. You say it out of Sheva Brachas, you don't say it out of Siyam. Al kein lo kasu ela bachasuna ubipidyon aben. He has pidyon aben also. Ubimila gam kein lule tzara diyanuka. Bmitzos achrina lo. So that is the Apshal Shlomo. There's no greater simcha. And that's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Yerodea. This is in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Yerodea and Reish Mem Vav quotes this Gemara from Shabbos. Because it's Messiah Mesechta. Mitzvah lismoach. V'la'asos su'uda. V'nikres su'udas mitzvah. Right, there's a when the first one finishes a mesechta, it's called a su'udas mitzvah. If you look in the sefer, if you would name a sefer about siyumim, so you might have said, okay, I'm going to connect it to the name to the what the Gemara says. Abaye says when somebody was shalom mesechta avinu yom tavol rabbanan. So the sefer that's all about siyumim is right here, yom tavol rabbanan. Right, that's the name of the sefer on siyumim. Everything you want to know about a siyum, and in the Hagdama there, he quotes five inyanim. There are five inyanim. And messages behind making a siyum. Number one is hoda'ah that I finished a mesechta. So does hoda'ah. I give Takarish Baruch Hu that he was allowed me to finish the mesechta. Right, based on the medrash in Shir HaShirim, the Ramban quotes this medrash. That Amar Shakarish Baruch Hu Amar L'Shlomo Hamel B'Givon B'Chalom Alayla when Takarish Baruch Hu appears to Shlomo when he's built the base of Migdash. Remember the story of Hashem says, what do you want? And Shlomo says, Chachma. That's what he asks for. Hashem says, okay. And after Shlomo wakes up and he has Chachma, he makes a party. Makes a party for achieving that level of chachma. When a person achieves chachma, he has to give celebrate. And that's why the Ramban quotes this medrash in Mishpatim. That was the party that they made at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. The tam vayishtu, says the Ramban at the end of Mishpatim. Why were they drinking? She'asu simcha v'yatif ki chein chova l'smoch b'kabbalas haTorah. There's a chiyuv. Whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, there's a chiyuv se'uda. Kasher tziva b'kasvam kol divrei haTorah alavanim v'zavach l'shlom v'achalt l'sham v'samach l'fnei Hashem alkecha. And then he quotes the Medrash. Omer Abelazer mikan she'oshen mishteh l'gemara shel Torah. You make a mishteh. Right, and this is why there's one of the svaras given. Remember, we did a couple days ago, we alluded to the Gemara M'sachem, the Samachas, that even though there's a general machlokas b'chatzi l'shem b'chatzi l'chem, right, whether the Yantif is celebrated split, Gashmis and Ruchnis, or Kul Hashem Kul Lachem, Machlokes. But the Gemara says there are three exceptions. Three exceptions that everybody agrees you need Lachem. Everybody agrees you can't just celebrate this in the Beis Medrash. You need Lachem. What were the three exceptions? Shabbos, because of Onik Shabbos, that's what we discussed a couple of days ago. And the other two, Shavuos and Purim. Shavuos and Purim, why Dafka those two? Some of our should point out, because those were the 2 days of Kabbalah Satorah. Shavuos was Kabbalah Satorah, and then Purim, Kimu Mashikiblu Kfar. So Yedavka have a chiyuv suda. Why? Like this medrash in this gemara. Because osin suda, whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, whenever there's a gemara of Torah, so there's a chiyuv suda, and that's Shavuos and Purim, and that's Siyum. Siyum is the same idea. Osin suda lagamar shel Torah. They say the Chavetz Chaim was once inside his house, and somebody was listening in to him talking. And there are a lot of stories like this that we overheard what the Chavetz Chaim was saying to himself. And the Chavetz Chaim was saying, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what have I done for you? You have given me the schus to write the Mishnah Berurah, to write the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, to write Shmiras HaLashon. You've given me so much already. What have I done for you? I want to do something for you. Right, so he had that attitude of all the learning that he did and all the work that he did was really a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't that he was doing anything for Hashem. So that's number one. Number one is just simcha for Kabbalah HaTorah. Number two, the simcha for Gemar Mitzvah. The general simcha for finishing a mitzvah. That's our Rashbam. That's the Rashbam on our Gemara, Rashbam Ba'al Basra, about this Gemara, right? They made a party on the day that they finished the mitzvah, right? And that's there's an Ibuki Yosef also in Ba'al Basra that also says it, Mibnei Shavu'os Yom HaMishlimin HaMisayim HaMitzvah HaYosin Simcha Gedola, right? And they made a Simcha Gedola, so general Simcha on a Dvar mitzvah. Number two. Number three, Simcha as a bitui that you have such a love for what you just did. bitui for Avas HaTorah, a bitui for Avas Hashem. Because when you finish something, if you make a party, that means you appreciated what you just did. Appreciate what you just did. The Avos Rabbi Nassan says, Ein lecha ava ka'ava shel Torah. The Netziv at the end of the Hemek She'ela writes a whole essay relating to, do you say a Shechianu when you finish a Sefer? Why is he talking about it there? Because he finished the She'iltos. He finished the Hemek She'ela, so he has a whole discussion there. When do you say Shechianu? When do you not? Is it appropriate to say Shechianu after you finish a mitzvah? Right? When you have such simcha. So the Avos Rabbi Nassim, getting back to that, he says, Simchas hasagas davar av who had close nefesh. When you finish something, there's a tremendous simcha. And therefore, maybe when we make a siyum, it's an inyan of bitui ava l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because all the learning was a bitui, it was an expression of ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that is number three. So we have hodah, we have general simcha for a dvar mitzvah, we have a bitui for ava Hashem. Number four, to emphasize not so much that I finished, but that I'm starting again. Maybe that's the emphasis. The opportunity to start with the next section, the next mesechta, that is what is ikar. And that is alluded to in Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? That our Gemara, the party that they made, and the Yontif, the Tu B'Av was because they finished this great mitzvah. So the Rashbam says they made a party because they finished this great mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Gershom there in Baba Basra says they made a party. Why? Because now they had more time to learn. Now that they finished this great mitzvah, they're going to have more time to learn. Yom Shapasku Milich Vadez Lamracha Lafi Sha'a Shahayu Oskin Lichros Atzi Hamaracha Hayu Mizbat Lemitalma Torah. For a good reason, but they had less time to learn. Aval Oso Yom Pasku the Asuhu Yantif Shemikan Ve'ela Chayu Oskin B'Torah. Right, from this day they were Osik B'Torah, and therefore it's all about the starting of the next. That's the emphasis. Rav Soloveitchik writes at the end of Rishima Shiurim on Sukkah that in Europe, different than, he says, in America, everybody thinks that Chasen Torah is the biggest kibud on Simchas Torah. And everybody wants Chasen Torah. Chasen Breishis is like secondary. He says, no, in Europe, Chasen Breishis was the biggest. Right? That's the Chashivas. Because the Iker is not what you finish, but the Iker is that you're going to go to the next one. Going to go to the next one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he quotes this story from Shlomo HaMelech, Be'emes lo nizkar b'kosev sheshlomo asa siyim la-Torah. V'yadar Abba, Shlomo haya chasen breishis, v'lo chasen Torah. Right, he got this chachma which he was about to use, and now he made the party. HaKadosh Baruch Hu eftiach laseis lo leif chacham en avon v'shiuchah lahavin ha-Torah, nosen lo ha-efsharis lahascha lomo Torah odapam, v'yeser se'eis v'amkus. Ki gam b'kodem ha-yishlomo go'on gadol, lom roshu ya-sa'ir b'yoter. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him more. And therefore, that is the message. And he quotes from his father, Ramosha, Soloveitchik, Shayarav, Barasian, Ubechaslavich, Sire Vlalos to Chasen Torah. He didn't want to take Chasen Torah. Vaya Ola Rakla Chasen Bracious. Ava Bavola America, Dima, Shaloye Kavada Torah, Shavala Baisi Kabal Chasen Torah, Vaz Dafkinis the Kabal Chasen Torah. Okay, so the Minhagim switch. But it's all about the starting again of the learning. And finally, the fourth idea, and that is the simcha, because it's like a wedding. We're married to the Torah, right? Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Torah Tzivalana Moshe Ta'atik Remo Rasha Ela Ma'o Rasa. We have Erisin, we're married to the Torah, and that's why Goy is not allowed to learn Torah, because it was our special connection. And therefore, when we have a Siyam, we are celebrating our relationship and the marriage that we have with the Torah. The Vilna Gaon, and many quote this at a Siyam, this is quoted on the last page of the Kol Eliyahu. Right, one of the Sfarim on Chumash that were put together by the Talmidim, the Aderes Elio, the Kol Elio, to the last page, the last section. He quotes this idea that the letters of Siyum are equal in the Nigla and the Nistar. Why? If you take those four letters of the Aleph Beis, Samach, Yud, Vav, Mem. If you spell out the word Samach, Samach, Mem, Chaf. The letter Samach, if you spell it out, Samach is Gematria 60. Mem, Chaf, 40 and 20 is Gematria 60. The gematria of the letter that you see, samach, and the letters behind samach, memchaf, are equal. Yud, yud vav dalad. Yud is gematria 10. Vav dalad is 6 and 4 is gematria 10 altogether. And then vav vav, and mem mem. Right, so those are the same. But so the Gra says, what's the message of those four letters? Because the simcha of the one who learned actually the nigla and the ones who are taking part in the sea and the nistar, they are, the simcha is equal. That's why there's a very strong inyan that somebody should take part in the sea and somebody should should eat and celebrate with the one making a siyum. So that is crucial. The stipler is also quoted as the importance of making a siyum is twofold. Number one, it's a bizayin to the mesechta if you don't finish it. Like, oh, you don't want to finish me? Well, you just started. You're not going to finish. So that was a bizayin. Right, what if somebody learns six blot all year in yeshiva? Okay, maybe pekiyas, you have to finish it. And number two, it's a question maybe of an unfulfilled neder, says the stipler. If I start something, maybe I didn't say b'li neder, so maybe that's a question of having to finish it. Okay, those are some of the general ideas about siyumim. Again, there's a ton of discussions here, but a couple of other points. What can one make a siyum on halakhically? So you can make a siyum on anything. You can make a siyum on whatever a person wants. But when does it have the status of Suras Mitzvah, which has ramifications, right, in terms of the 9 days, in terms of partaking in a Suras Mitzvah, an Avel, different nafkaminas. So the Ramah quotes there, based on the Gemara, siyum Masechta. Masechta is a Masechta of Gemara. Even though you might say, what do you mean? Abaya made a party. Abaya was the Gemara. How could they have finished the Gemara if he made a... So, no, it means they learned the Mishnayos with the whole discussions of the Gemara, even though the Gemara wasn't written yet. But we assume that a Masechta of Gemara is for sure okay. That's clear. Even though the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Glover, Rabbi Yitzi Frumer, Hashem Yikom Damo, he was killed in the Holocaust, discusses, but there are many words and parts of the Gemara that might have been taken out by the censors, so over the years. So how can we make a siyum? Maybe we didn't finish it. Maybe there's a line that's missing, right? So how can we make a siyum? So he says, no, come on. He says you can't say it. He says number one, he says, is this the extra? Abaya made a siyum. He didn't even have our words. It means when you finish the whole inyanim of the Masechta, the whole topic of the Masechta. So it's okay even if you're missing, and even though Ravina and Ravashi didn't put it together, and now they put it together, so maybe. No, he says, number one, he says what they took out in the censors is a mi'uta to mi'uta. It's a tiny amount. Ve'ein margish ba'atma shechaslo mu'um al-ashlamas ha-Masechta. You don't feel that you're missing anything. So the same simcha is there. When you finish, even though you might be missing some words, number one, the same simcha is there. Number one. Number two, maybe Hashkacha has it, what was taken out of the Gemara. Hashem was in charge. So why was this out of the Masorah? So it was out. But so any Iker part would not have been taken out. Number two. Number three, it's out of our control. That it was taken out. So there are many reasons why. The Mishnah is the same. The Mishnah wasn't changed. So there are many reasons why. But either way, a siyum masechta is for sure okay. What about and others say that even if one person doesn't learn it, even if a number of people learn it together, that could also be a siyum, right? A combination, which is what the minhag is by Mishnayos, make a siyum Mishnayos for a shloshim. Everybody learns it together, and they make a siyum. What about Mishnah? So a seder of Mishnayos is agreed upon. What about just one mesechta? One mesechta, just reading the words, for sure not. I mean, it's wonderful, but it's not a... See, what if one learns Mishnah ba'amkus, right? With the Mefarshim, with the Rav, and the Tosfos Yantif, and the Mishnah Chrona, and all the Mefarshim. So that's a machlokas in the poskim. Machlokas in the poskim. Rav Ovadia has a tshuva where he talks about a siyum in Chelek Aleph in Chavadas, Simen Mem. He quotes, there are those that say, even if you learn it with a pirish, it's not. But he's Mekel, he says, if you learn it well with a pirish, he says, I'll call it a siyum, but only for you, not for others. Not for others. It doesn't reach that higher standard of Erev Pesach and 9 days. Those are really the nafkaminas that we have. And we're not going to get into the propriety of you finish something and you wait 7 months to make a siyum in order to do it during the 9 days. And there's a whole discussion about whether that's appropriate or not. Okay, but that's in terms of Mishnah. What about Nevi'im? What about Torah? So Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that any extended learning that you do, and it's hard work, and you do it for an extended period of time, so then he says that would be okay. That would be okay. Chelek Aleph Simen Kufnu Zayin. Right, that's what he writes, says, Shadin Emes, Dav Limud Bi'i in Asfarim Shal Torah Shebechsav, Nami, Yishlahach Sheva Siyim Sudas Mitzvah, Tehamatzinu, Delav Davka Siyim Aseches Lolamid El, Kol Mitzvah. Right, we saw the Rashbam, Kol Mitzvah, Shenimshachab Meshach Zman, Nami, Yish Simcha, Bisiyuma, Kedi Isa, Berashbam, he quotes our Rashbam. So really, any limud. Again, I don't know if the post can say if I learn Mesulas Yesharim well for a long time. Is that called a siyum for a Sudas Mitzvah? It's wonderful. But it seems like a book that was put together by Chazal, at least. Right? So Sefer in Tanakh learns well, Bi'iyun, and Mishnah, maybe, and Gemara. But after that, if I learn the Rashba and Yevamos very well, if I learn, so again, that's wonderful, but it's not something that would reach the level. The actual Siyum, there are many different minhagim. The Machlokas, I saw interesting, whether if you daven Mincha the Siyum, do you say Tachnun? Right, so that's a question in the poskim, whether one does that. If you're making a Siyum in the afternoon, you say Tachnun in the morning, in the shul. I don't know, that's a little stretching. But at a Siyum, there's a discussion. As a minhag to leave over the last little bit to say over. There's a minhag to say Hadron three times. As a minhag, the best is to have L'charchila to have bread, if not to have Mizonos. Different levels of participation of a Siyum. One final point, and that is there is a minhag to, Rav Soloveitchik has an amazing point about Hadron. Hadron meaning I'll come back to you. You know what, maybe I'll end with that. I'm not going to get into now why we say the Rav Pappas, all his 10 sons, why he was Zochet to have his 10 sons mentioned at a Siyum. Okay, we'll leave that for now. But just the last part, Rav Soloveitchik once gave what the article is called Impromptu Remarks at a Siyum on Maseches Chulin. And I say, halavai, all of our impromptu remarks should be like his impromptu remarks. But the whole article about it, where he talks about what is the message of Hadron? I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you. See, based on the Tosfos and Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos says, why do we only say one Brachas HaTorah every day? Right? Why don't we say every time you put on tefillin and go into Sukkah, you say a separate bracha? So Tosfos is lashon is Einu Miyayish Daito, because it never really leaves your mind. Never really leaves your mind. So the Rav gave the example that if there are children home, so then a mother has acute awareness of her children. The children go to school, so they're not acutely there, but she has latent awareness of her children. Different types of awarenesses. So the Rav said, just like so too, when we learn a Masechta, we have acute awareness of that Masechta. When we switch, when we're doing a different Masechta, we're switching the compartment in our brain. What that Masechta, Hadron, I'm going to come back to you. I'm now putting you in latent awareness. Not no awareness, but latent awareness. And B'ez Hashem, I'll come back to you at some time soon. That's the message of Hadron, the Masechta that is being Mesuya. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, Tainus, Lamed Aleph, Baruch Hashem. Next time we pick up with the Maseches Megillah.